Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. You folks know it's always a welcome joy to have you guys always stop by and join us here on the show as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. And today we're heading out to San Diego, the West Coast, and we're going to be joined with Davion Bryant, the standout San Diego DB. Davion, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your career as a Toros has kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for this next level?
I'm sorry, could you say that again? You were breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry. Can you believe that your time as a Toros has kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, I came into, you know, University of San Diego as a freshman, and it seemed like it would take forever until I was a senior. And every year the season ended, I'm like, I have more time, and now I'm finally here, and it's time to go on to the next level, so it's kind of surreal.
And I don't know if you guys have got to the point yet where your teammates are starting spring ball, but have you had that, like, nightmare wake-up morning where you think you're missing practice and then you think about it, you're like, oh, I don't got to go to practice?
I actually have, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm actually on my field right now watching my teammates do the spring ball practice right now.
Well, there you go. So you might have a nightmare tomorrow maybe thinking you got to show up for practice.
Yeah, it's been kind of nice to just be able to sleep in and not have to wake up for 6 a.m. weights.
I'm sure it is. And for you, I mean, obviously you're very athletic. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, even way back when, if you were playing football, were you kind of a little bit better athlete than the rest of the kids?
You know, I've been playing corner since I was 9, so I've had, like, you know, a lot of time playing this position. And I don't know, like, I'm decently athletic, but I've just always had, like, a knack for football. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just excelled in this sport over, you know what I'm saying, other sports. I tried, like, basketball or baseball. Like, I've always just had a knack for this sport, and so naturally I've always loved it.
Nice. And 9 years old, I tell you what, I mean, Davion, we do a lot of shows. I mean, man, DB, I mean, I know kids play lots of positions, don't do it. So have you kind of really been stapled at that position for a long, long time, if you will?
Yeah, it was kind of predetermined for me, seeing as it's in my initials, you know.
It is DB, Davion Bryant. I like that. That's pretty creative stuff. Once again, Davion Bryant, the standout San Diego DB, here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. I'm curious. I mean, once you get to the collegiate level, you know as well as anybody that you don't know, you know, how it's going to go. You don't know how much you're going to be able to accomplish. But when does it kind of start to sink in you personally that, you know, the end of your college journey, that you have an opportunity to get to the NFL?
It's a really good question. To be honest, like, I've always loved football. And I've always asked myself, you know, when is it going to end? Is it possibly going to end in high school? Is it possibly going to end in college? And to be honest, after going through 4 really arduous, you know, really difficult years at USD, I'm just like, I love this. No matter what pain it comes with, no matter what difficulties it comes with, I love this. I'm not ready for it to end. So I guess just it never really dawned on me at any certain point. It's just like, I like this and I want to do this for the rest of my life type of thing.
definitely probably a good thing to do, and obviously a fun thing to do that not many people can. For you, I ask this of all the guests that come on the show. You're in the film room. You're with some NFL scouts. They're breaking down some game tape. What are those DB characteristics that you bring to the position where they're going to kind of fall in love with you with, at least in your words?
Yeah, well, like I said, I've been playing DB since I was 9 years old, so, like, I'm not the fastest, you know, athlete out there. You see these guys at the combine, and they're just crazy athletes. Me, it's more of my football intelligence. You know, I've been able to play the game so long that I can anticipate, you know, routes. You know, third and five, like, what type of route are they going to run? They're going to be breaking out towards the sticks. They're just trying to get the first down. You know, where to, you know, leverage the receiver. It's just a whole bunch of football intelligence that I've gained over the years that makes me special. Also, I'm a technician. I will work at my footwork endlessly until I think that I've perfected it. So just those two things coupled together, I think would make me a really good candidate.
Definitely. And I asked this question as well, just to benefit you guys, because sometimes game tape doesn't reveal all that you possess in terms of positives, leadership qualities, game film study. Maybe you're a workout warrior in the weight room. What are some of the traits that scouts can't see on film that they need to know about you?
Well, I'm a leader. I just was the captain of my USD football team this year when we made school history. We beat Cal Poly in the first round of the playoffs, which has never been done by any team in our conference. Went the farthest that we ever had in school history, went 8-0 undefeated. Had the number one defense in the nation for every single category. So I think that it all attributes to, like, the leadership that myself and the co-captains, you know, display for, you know, our team. That's one quality that I bring to the table. The other is just a tenacity and determination. Like, I'm the type of guy that, you know, if you miss one rep, I feel like I've just completely missed out on a huge component of my workout. You know, I don't take anything lightly, and I do everything to completion. So those are some of the things I feel that make me special. You know, I just care.
Nice. And, hey, man, that speaks volumes. The team captain, obviously, the Cal Poly. And we had your former teammate, probably a teammate forever, Jonah Hodges, on the show earlier in the process. And he talked about the importance of that Cal Poly victory and kind of being able to get that first win. What was that like, you know, being part of that magic?
It was so surreal. And, you know, like I said, it was that leadership. Jonah himself was a captain, and he was an amazing athlete. And I feel like just to see him do the type of things that he did on the field really inspired everybody else. You know, a lot of the times people would look at that game as like a David versus Goliath type of thing, but we never looked at it that way. So when people like Jonah and, you know, and other athletes that we have at USD step on the field and give it all they have and best the man in front of them, it energizes the whole entire team. And so being a part of an experience like that, like, you know, there were tears in our eyes after a victory like that. Like, it had never been done before. There was a whole bunch of doubt around us, not much support. And so it just really felt good to, you know what I'm saying, show everybody that we have talent at USD and show everybody that we can compete.
Definitely. And there is probably nothing sweeter than tears of joy, because that's about as good as it gets when the eyes start to water in the moment of victory or something surreal that happens to you. Do you get comparisons to anyone, or is there anybody out there that you kind of see at the next level and you say, hey, on a Sunday when I'm watching games, this is a guy that I kind of say, hey, I got some characteristics similar to him?
As far as comparing myself to current NFL players, I don't really do that. I just watch to see their footwork. You know, I watch to see their technique and how they play. Like I said, I'm a technician, so I always look and analyze, you know, the NFL games. I mean, I'm not even trying to do it. I just can't help it sometimes. Like, okay, well, he stepped this way. Or, okay, he took this many backpedal steps before he read the quarterback. Just stuff like that. Apply this in my game, and I try and put it into my toolbox.
Nice. So that's a smart thing to do. And you're not the first guy. A lot of guys, you know, when you're watching games, you're kind of just picking up nooks and crannies of the position that you play and kind of taking that into, like you said, your own toolbox, putting that in your tool belt. Once again, Davion Bryant, the San Diego Toros DB here on the C2P. If you've missed any of this show with today's guest, you always know it's free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. Simply type in his name, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at collegeofpro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards this next level. In terms of combine training and kind of getting ready for pro days and all the things that come with being in your position, did you elect to stay at school, or have you been training somewhere else?
Yeah, basically, I got some really good counsel from guys who have been at the next level. You know what I'm saying? They've simply put it to me like this. Everything that you've done to get you to where you're at USD and to have success has worked for you. So why would you go and change it now? And along with that, we have an excellent strength and conditioning program at the University of San Diego with our head coach, Mark Lamoureux, and then the assistant coaches that he has. And then with that, I've had the same speed trainer since I was 15 years old. I was actually fortunate to call him my high school coach. And he's been training people for years to, you know, have, you know, speed at the combine and pro days and stuff like that. So, no, I just stayed where I was at and was very lucky to have good people around me getting me ready.
Nice. You know, I spoke with Kevin Colbert down at the combine, the Steelers GM, and he kind of said, you know, he goes, he actually encourages kids to kind of stay at school, because he said basically what you said is, you know, you've been working with these guys for probably 4 or 5 years. They know your body better than anyone else. Kind of why change things up and kind of, he actually said, and stay away from the combine stuff. He knows it's vital, but he says a lot of kids get too far away from actual football training. It was kind of neat to hear his perspective on it. Can you consider what the process is for so many guys like yourself going through this? How do you kind of plan on kind of just going through the, you know, the motions and just kind of staying ready? I mean, are you going to continue kind of to doing the same workouts leading all the way up till the draft, or is there like a point where you're kind of like, hey, I just let my body rest for a little while?
Yeah, well, actually, my pro day is this Thursday, so I actually lifted and ran today a little bit. Nothing heavy, just something light to, you know, fine tune and keep the body maintained. Wednesday I'll rest, and then Thursday ready to go. As for after my pro day, I don't know. I just place my faith in my workouts into my, you know, my head strength and conditioning coach and my speed trainer, because like I said before, they've always done right by me. So I trust and believe that they'll continue to do right by me.
Nice. And man, pro day Thursday. I mean, it's one of those stupid questions, but people are like, what do you think is, but how excited are you, man, just to kind of finally get this thing out of the way and just go after it?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Like, every day I walk around school, and I know San Diego's a sunny city, but every day just seems a little bit brighter just knowing that this week is my pro day. I walk around and I look, and I'm just like, there's no way any kid on this campus is as juiced as I am, you know, just to have their pro day up. Like, I just have something to look forward to. It's a really exciting time in my life, like I've been told by other people. So I'm just working hard and enjoying the process because I don't know when it'll end.
No, that's a good perspective to have. And like I said, obviously you've definitely got the right vibe going into it. I know you want to do every drill to a T and knock everyone out of the ballpark, but is there any particular drill where you think you might really, really shine?
Probably pro agility. I'm more fast than
okay.
I am quick. Or sorry, I'm more quick than I am fast, excuse me. And just
okay.
field work drills when they're having me do backpedaling and cutting. Just, you know, being explosive. I've always prided myself on being quick and being able to get to A to B. So those are the things I think I'll have a good time with.
Definitely, man. Awesome stuff. Once again, Davion Bryant, the San Diego DB here, talking some NFL draft. Before we let you go, my man, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Of course.
All right. Now, take us inside that San Diego locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
So our fullback, his name is Tevin Hayward. His nickname is Oothie. Oothie. Okay. Now, how he got that name, I have no idea, but it just stuck. There was this quarterback that we had freshman year. His name was Keith Williams, and he just gave everybody nicknames. They were very bizarre, but they were so ridiculous that they kind of just stuck, you know? Like, Oopie, like, that sounds like a noise an animal would make. So I would have to say that is the most bizarre and favorite nickname of mine.
Excellent. And let me ask you this one. Since he was passing out nicknames, did he give you a nickname?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's another story. So my name is Devin, right? So he called me Devo. And then that evolved to Dabo, like Dabo Sweeney, I guess. Then he omitted the D and started calling me Abbo. And then he started calling me Agbo. And then finally he started calling me Wag Boater. I have no idea how it got to that point. But then everybody started calling me Wagbo. Wagbo. I have no idea how it – I mean, this guy's mind is just something crazy.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So Dabo, Abbo, Addo, Backbo. So Wagbo. So – Trying to get that right before we close the show. How
yeah,
about this one? Female celebrity. Yeah, you got
okay,
a lot, man. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's Dabo, Abbo, Backbo, Wackbo going to take?
You know, I really don't know. You know, I'm actually getting married in May, so I'm going to neglect to answer that question. So I don't make anybody mad.
There you go. That's a good way to do it. You're a smart man early. That's a way. That's a good way to have a good long marriage. And let me ask you this one. I think I get this. That's the way it goes. And even then, it's hard, my man. but this one. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on the shoes. If you could have any of your cleats, your spikes painted with a theme, what would you want sprayed on there?
Like just the color?
Anything, ideas. I mean, they're your cleats. I mean, I get Megatron, I get Cheetah, I get Bible quotes, family member names. I mean,
I would put whole heart and then Colossians 3:23.
There you go.
That would be my theme.
Like,
because everything I do, I put my whole entire heart into it.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, man, what you've been doing has been working out. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, will give you the desires of your heart. Obviously, it's working out for you, man. You had a great career.
Thank you.
And we want to wish you, no doubt, man, and we want to wish you the absolute, absolute best on Thursday. I can't wait to find out how the day goes for you. But until then, and even afterwards, we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and most of all, be blessed, my man.
Most definitely. Thank you very much, Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Davion Bryant, the standout DB here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. Gotta love about what this young kid brings to the table. We kind of talked about the tenacity he brings and technician to the game. And like I said, that's a good thing to have, being technically sound at this point. And if those drills go right, then you start to see the puzzles all fall into place, where you have a guy with a great skill set, he's athletic, and he knows what to do. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.